Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I get to spend the next 10 minutes with my friend Bernie Miklas, and it is always great to spend time with you. Sorry for being a little bit late there. I went, you know, you used to do bits and you'd say stream of consciousness. That's what I did right there.
No, it's great. I was listening, and no problem, man. That gave me a couple extra minutes to make sure I'm fully prepared for some Mizzou talk. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I am pumped about college football, as you can imagine. By the way, our visit with Bernie is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard and air conditioning, heating and air conditioning dealer. You need that heating right now for sure. It's chilly out there. Bernie, that was fun yesterday. What a day of college football.
No, it really wasn't. And then starting Friday night with that Georgia Tech Georgia game, which was just insane, totally bananas. But I think this has been a great season. You know, the first year of the 12-team college football playoff. I mean, you look at how many teams even now can make a case. There's just a lot of subplots from coast to coast. The rivalry games were just as important as ever. There really has been no downside to it. And I think, you know, even though Mizzou's not going to be in contention for one of those 12 spots, they still had a really, really, really outstanding season in a lot of ways. And I heard you talking about Eli Drinkwitz and what he's building. And I think that's the takeaway. There's some disappointment that Mizzou didn't take in full advantage of a highly favorable schedule to maybe grab one of those 12 playoff spots. But the foundational aspect of this program is in great shape based on what they've done the last 2 years. And I've got a few things on that if you want me to get to them. But, yeah, I'm very fired up about the future of Mizzou football because I think this coach has put in a terrific foundation.
Yeah, let's go on that. And they finished the game with an announcement that they've started stadium renovations. You know, he's got money flowing in from all over the place, and he's the fundraiser. I mean, he went out. His athletic director left and took a job at Arizona. And here comes Laird Veach. What a great partner for Eli Drinkwitz. They're going to build a machine there.
No doubt about it. And here's I wanted to throw this out there, if you don't mind, because, again, a lot of times in life, you know, you can talk about a team having a really, really terrific season, you know, really positive. But you can also say a team had a disappointing aspect of that season. And both things can be true. And I just talked about that, how – yeah, it was set up for Mizzou to make the playoff. They didn't. However, the overall condition, the overall state of the program is outstanding. Let me throw a couple things at you, Tom. And I think this needs to be emphasized. I'm talking about on a national level among power conference teams. Since the start of last year, Mizzou's got 20 wins. There's only eight power conference teams that have more since the start of last season. Oregon, Georgia, Texas, Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama. Then comes with 20 wins, Mizzou, Ole Miss, and Washington. So you're talking about a team that basically is tied for ninth in wins among power conference teams since the start of last year. The other thing, there's two other things. Like I went and looked at, okay, since the start of last season, who's got the best record in SEC conference games? Only Georgia and Alabama have a better record in SEC play than Mizzou. Mizzou's 11-5, as is Ole Miss and LSU. But the only teams with better records in conference action the last 2 years are Georgia and Alabama, and Mizzou's tied for third. This kind of stuff is unheard of in Columbia, basically. And also, let's talk about the home field. 7-0 this year at Faurot Field. They were one of only 10 power conference teams that went undefeated at home this year. And if you go back to last season, Mizzou's 13-1 at home, and that's one of the best in the nation among the power conference teams. Only three power conference teams have topped that 13-1 record over the last 2 years: Oregon, Georgia, and Washington. So Drinkwitz is doing some stuff on a national level that really has not been done in a long time, and I think that really needs to be stressed. I think it really needs to be underlined.
And on the other side of the river, the other state, Illinois, they've got themselves a team. I mean, Brett Bielema is doing what he did in Wisconsin. He is building a strong foundation and a team that is not to be pushed around. And while Northwestern is a weaker opponent, they did go up, took care of business. And for the most part, Bernie, they've done what they hoped to do, actually better. They're 9-3 also, with the loss to Minnesota and a narrow win over Purdue, where they gave up 40 points in the second half. That shouldn't have happened, but they won it. The loss to Oregon and Penn State, hey, this is a good season for Illinois.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm glad you mentioned the games that they lost. I mean, there's no shame in losing to Minnesota. They should have won the game, but there's no shame in losing it. And, you know, can you really hold it against them, some of the close calls and those other two losses? Those were honorable losses, if there's such a thing. And I think there is such a thing if you're looking at a big picture state of the program thing. So I think Bielema is exactly what athletic director Josh Whitman hoped he would be at Illinois. And he, too, has built a foundation. So I think whether you're on the other side of the river or this side of the river, you got to be happy about the state of your college football program, Mizzou or Illinois, to them.
All right, here's a question for you. Project for me, not the bracket necessarily. I want you to go all the way to January 20th. Who do you think are the top two teams of the country that should be in the national championship? I'll give you one. That's Oregon. I don't think anybody would argue. But I don't know who number two is. Who is going to be number two, do you think?
Wow, that's such a great question. Where do we start? I mean, you can make a case for a lot of teams, but a lot of teams are also...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Kind of, they've got an underlying flaw or two that makes you wonder. But I, as I go around and think about it, I don't know that. Let me think. You stumped me in a minute because you know how I'm usually prepared for everything. I'm kind of stumped.
I'll give you some options. So yeah, Ohio State, who lost, but they'll probably be in there in the 8-9 game. They're definitely tough to deal with. Georgia, who could get in there as the SEC champion and puff their chest out a little bit, which they like to do. Also, Texas, after beating A&M on the road, good solid win. They could win the SEC championship and get a bye. It's kind of where it runs out for me, honestly. I think those are the three giants that you have to pay attention to. I'll give you one more, because they've been the strongest team since they suffered the worst loss of all of them, and that's Notre Dame. Who's made a nice little run here.
I would take, and thank you for helping me out with that to get my brain reset on it. Because I love college football, but sometimes there's so many teams and there's been so much chaos.
My brain still hurts after the 8 overtime game on Friday.
I know. I would cross Ohio. I personally would cross Ohio State off the list, and I could be wrong. But that loss yesterday was so devastating, absolutely devastating. I don't know that this team and that coach can regroup in time to go win it all. I just have serious questions about that. I tell you what, you mentioned Notre Dame, and I was a skeptic because after the upset loss to Northern Illinois, you just wonder, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? They have been absolutely dominant. I thought USC, for example, was going to give them a great game yesterday, may even steal a game, because Notre Dame hadn't had a true road game in a long time. But the Fighting Irish have been as dominant as anybody since recovering from that one big slip. They've been as dominant as anybody. And then if you look at how you look at Texas, first of all, Sarkisian got them to the National College Football Playoff last year, and you look at how he built that team. And that's why they won at Texas A&M. The Longhorns are massive and powerful and strong on both sides of the ball up front. There is a stoutness and a toughness to them. We talked about foundation a lot today. He has got the kind of foundation where you can stop the other team's run, you can run the ball yourself, you can win the physical game. And then let's face it, I mean, they have terrific running backs, and they also have not one but two really good quarterbacks. So I think Texas is very dangerous. And I think if Texas, especially if they bring the hammer and put it down on Georgia in the SEC championship game to avenge the earlier loss in the regular season, I would think Texas would be maybe the team to beat other than Oregon.
Those are all good picks. And you notice that I left out Indiana, and there's a reason for that. I mean, they have not proven that they can beat a ranked team yet, and they haven't, except for Ohio State, played a ranked team. But last night, 66-0 thrashing of Purdue, that was all 100% about showing off to the College Football Playoff Committee. All right, well, if you're going to criticize the schedule, then we'll just blister somebody to put a final stamp on it and then let you sit on that and see what happens. I think as an Indiana alum, I think we're just having fun. All the talk about us on December 1st never happened.
Yeah, incredible season, 11-1. And I'll come clean and confess to our audience yesterday. Listen, does my love for Tom Ackerman have something to do with this? Absolutely. Because I have lived vicariously with him in terms of following Indiana. I was so irate after last week's game or the Ohio State game, where Indiana played a good half. It fell apart. They got beat. But you had Will Howard, the Ohio State quarterback, the guy who screwed up the game at Oregon, by the way. They had a chance to win, and he just had a meltdown. You had Will Howard taunting the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, and you had the other people on the sideline taunting Indiana. And I remember getting in touch with Tom Ackerman through text, and I said something to the effect of, man, watch out for karma. Watch out for karma. You're rubbing it in on Indiana when you really shouldn't do that. There's no purpose served by that. No one's saying Indiana was as good as Ohio State. So in other words, oh, good for you. You won a game you were supposed to win at home. Wow. Let's have a parade. And they're taunting the Hoosiers after that. Well, I texted my friend Tom Ackerman yesterday after they just completely choked. I mean, they choked. You needed Heimlich maneuvers for all of them, especially the head coach. And I said, hey, karma is a you-know-what. Way to go, Will Howard. Great job. Yeah, I'm glad you really – taunting Indiana, how'd that work out for you? Why don't you get ready and why don't you beat Michigan? Then we would be somewhat impressed. So I'm being petty there, but I had to get that off my
chest. Yeah, and Ryan Day scoring a touchdown late just to rub it in. Well, right. Karma's going to get you, pal, because now you may have just lost your job.
No, isn't it crazy that there's serious talk that he's going to be sacked? Yeah. I mean, he freezes up in big games. We know that. But he still is 66-6, I think, you know? It's kind of nuts, right?
It is, but you do come to Ohio State to beat Michigan, and he's now lost four straight.
They're the Los Angeles Dodgers of major college football because nobody spends more money to recruit transfers than Ohio State. $20 million in the transfer portal. And where did it get them, right?
Yeah, here they are. Just trying to figure it out, licking their wounds. Berna, we went all football in this segment, but I loved every second of it. It's all people are talking about this morning, but we are going to get into some hockey with Chris Kerber a little later. Josh Schertz is next, and I appreciate you, pal. Thank you, as always, for being with us.
All right, my man. You have a great rest of your Sunday.
You too. Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, next.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.